Oh, what was it like to cover somebody who has obviously electrifying ability like that?
Yeah, certainly, you know, and you look back to the Utah game, certainly there was a lot of excitement. You know, he was SEC Offensive Player of the Week, you know, reeled off a, you know, 40-plus yard touchdown run and three touchdown runs in that game. But there were some ups and downs in that season. Obviously, the following week against Kentucky, he throws a pick six. He's an accurate 14 to 35. And then, you know, you're still learning a new offense under Billy Napier, first-year offense. So the on-field success didn't, you know, translate, I think, the way a lot of Gator fans hoped. But he certainly did provide some electric moments with some, you know, I can remember the LSU game, you know, like an 80-plus yard touchdown run, Texas A&M. You know, long touchdown run in that game. And his, I think his passing and his accuracy kind of improved as the season went on. I mean, there was one point early in the season where he's, you know, no touchdowns to five interceptions, and he finished with 17 and nine interceptions. So really, as he kind of grew into the offense, you could see that, you know, he threw the ball better, and he certainly, you know, he throws a very pretty deep ball. He throws a fastball. He's got good velocity on his throws. I think it's just a question of, obviously, you know, the accuracy and making those throws on a consistent basis.
How much of the problem was a new offense for him, you think?
I think a little bit, yeah. I think that that was a factor, and he was doing a lot of read option, and, you know, I think there were a lot of things that, you know, were in play in his head. I mean, one of the things, too, that you heard a lot of grumbling from Florida fans is, well, he didn't run enough. But I think that... you know, the year before, I mean, the knock on Anthony, like, the year before was that he was injury-prone. He had hamstring issues and so forth. And, you know, Florida's backup quarterback during fall camp, Jack Miller, went out with a broken thumb. So there was a little bit of a preservation element, not necessarily from Anthony, but I think even from the coaches. They were like, you know, you don't always have to put yourself in harm's way here. And I think he took that to heart and tried to be more of a thrower and more of a passer at points during the season, particularly early when they didn't have the backup quarterback situation settled. I think as the season went on, you saw some improvement from him, and you saw a guy who, you know, certainly, you know, was conscientious about it and cared and really, you know, wanted the offense to get better.
In terms of the stuff that you have to do on a regular basis, like talk to these guys, how was he dealing with the media and all the hype that surrounded him?
Very good. Very humble kid, personable kid, somebody that took all our questions, didn't bite back, didn't complain when things were going down, were going there. I think he's a very, like I said, you know, I think he is a people pleaser. I think he wants, you know, to get along and to, you know, have things go his way. And, but I think he cares a lot, you know, and I think he's conscientious. I do think there are times though, where maybe he's not enough of an alpha, if that makes sense, where, you know, there was kind of talk following the Kentucky game. You know, one of the teammates said when he was kind of struggling, trying to reach him. So when adversity hits sometimes, particularly early in the season, I saw someone that kind of went into a shell. But I do think that, you know, as the season progressed, again, he got a little better that way in terms of the competitiveness and kind of, you know, bouncing back from mistakes.
We're talking with Kevin Brockway from Gannett. He covers the Florida Gators at Kevin Brockway G1. Give me the highlight of his, or a couple of highlights from that you saw from his last year in Florida.
Yeah, I would, like I said, I would definitely say that touchdown run against LSU really stood out, and they were down three touchdowns at the time. It looked like it was on its way to being a blowout, and you know, they made it close. And for him to, you know, it's one thing to kind of beat, you know, athletes from like USF down the field, but beating athletes from LSU down the field and eluding those kind of players on defense that LSU has is fairly impressive. So that was something that certainly stood out. And he had a bomb earlier that game. And, you know, I think a lot of the problems with Florida, you know, certainly were on the defensive side of the ball, where they had to play a lot of shootouts last year. I mean, the defense gave up 40 points or more in at least three games, right, and 30 points or more in some others. So it wasn't a vintage Florida defense. So Anthony certainly, you know, had to try to do a lot to kind of keep teams in games, and was playing uphill a lot as a result. But, you know, 400-yard passing game in Neyland Stadium was impressive. 400 yards against Vanderbilt. And the irony is, you know, both in losing efforts in those two games. But, you know, but certainly the fact that, you know, he reached, you know, 400 yards twice in passing in the SEC shows you that when he's dialed in, he can definitely throw the ball.
Do you, when he compares himself, and I don't think he was saying I'm another Cam Newton, but he was at the combine, I guess, referencing the name Cam Newton. Do you see that?
Yeah, you know, I think that with Cam, you know, I think Cam had a more experience coming out of college, you know, and he had that year of JUCO, and then he went to Auburn, and he had success at Auburn, and Cam was probably a little bit more of a consistent runner in college than Anthony was. But I think with Anthony, he certainly will be coming into the league fresher, you know, less banged up, which may help. We'll see. I think time will tell on that. But I think that he's a guy that, you know, certainly, cause I remember when Cam was at Florida and, obviously, you know, had some issues and left.
Right.
But Cam didn't really become a better thrower until he went to junior college, and had that year at Blinn College and then, you know, went to Auburn and was really the complete package as a runner and a thrower, but, very similar body types, obviously. And very similar athletic ability for sure.
I don't know. Could Cam Newton do a flip like that after the pro day?
I don't know. Yeah, but you know, Anthony said that he retired the flip. He's going to retire the flip after
that's
that.
That's it.
Maybe he says that's it. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure that if he gets into his first NFL game and throws his first touchdown and gets really hyped up, he might bring it back.
No, don't. You did it once. We all saw it. Don't do it. If I'm paying him whatever the team that drafts him is going to pay him, I am saying don't do that again. I am not paying you to flip, but it certainly was eye-opening. It was a hell of a throw as well. So Kevin Brockway, at Kevin Brockway G1 on Twitter from Gannett, covers the University of Florida. I appreciate your time, sir. We'll talk again.
Okay, thank you very much.